Last Wednesday, about 200 law enforcement officers broke through thick brush and trees to raid a pot field in the Shawangunk National Forest in Ashland County. 10,000 plants were found, along with guns, fertilizer, and cultivating tools. Almost a year ago to the day, a similar marijuana field was found in the Nicolet National Forest in Oconto County. Shawangunk Nicolet National Forest spokeswoman Susan Flory says even though the pot fields were big, 7 acres in the Ashland County case, it's still a speck on the national forest.
The Shawangunk Nicolet National Forest is 1.5 million acres, and a lot of that is completely away from developed areas like campgrounds or trails, so there are a lot of opportunities for people to just go out there and not be detected.
The two sites were found by tips, including a hunter who stumbled across the Ashland County pot plantation. U.S. Attorney John Voudre says that's dangerous compared to searching for fields by air.
We really do rely a lot on the fact that people might see it, and we just want them to not stumble any further and want them to get us the information and get the heck out of there.
Since they're seeing more of these pot fields on national forest land, U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency Special Agent James Bone says they're doing more flyovers.
We keep an eye out for them. We take the tips from the public, but we're also looking for them more. We know it's a trend that we're looking for now.
Bone says it won't be easy. The pot growers don't clear an entire field. Instead, they partially clear an area, making it harder to spot from the air. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Ashland.